Rashbi. The Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, gives a mashal to these dual relationships. When he's talking about davening, there's sometimes a person who's like a slave that he's not so beloved to the king. That from his position behind the king, he will have to raise his voice in order to beseech the king for something. The king will decree that his request be granted, but he will not turn his face towards him, and he won't look at him. Right? You don't. You have he, this guy. He gets what he wants from the king, but he has no face time. The king really is not just not interested. Look, he's a good worker. It's like you have that, right? Let's say you're a high level guy, and you have these lower level dependable workers. The guy comes to you. He's like, I need a better cell phone to do my work. Give him the cell phone. I need to upgrade my computer or my desk. Give him a desk. All right? But he's not paying attention to the person. But then there's the guy who's literally his right-hand man. He's his son. Or he's someone that he really loves. And I accept him and I hear what he has to say. Love. He has a conversation with him. He says, this is what it means in the Torah when it says Hashem speaks to Moshe face to face.
This is such a departure.
And what is this? What's the shaitis?
No, it's just such a departure from his normal stuff.
Yeah,
In other
he's like
words,
getting all
normally in
drushy.
a different
He's getting
thing.
all drushy over here.
Yeah.
By the deeper Hashem al Moshe upon him Isha. This is what it means in Birkas Kohanim when it says, Yo'er Hashem, panav elecha. Sometimes Hashem says, you'll only see my back. That's what he means. Sometimes Hashem says, Yo'er Hashem, panav elecha. You'll see my front. What does it mean seeing his front? And what does it mean seeing his back? That's what it means. Is Hashem just answering your prayer, or is Hashem actually communicating with you? And this is a natural phenomenon. So shnei reim apoinim ba'avo zel zeh, machzirim pneim zel zeh, v'zeh mare hakiruv be'ineim. That when two people have a relationship with each other, then they face each other. And to show a distance, all they have to do is turn their face the other way. By turning your face the other way, you're already showing, like, you can see my back. I'm not interested. Ki ha'ponim mare tamed ha'pniyah ve'achzaras ha'oref yareh harichok. Because a connection to someone that you love is face to face. And when you turn your back on the person, even if you haven't physically moved away, you've shown a tremendous richuk from the person.
Rihok means distance.
Distance.
Oh yeah, rachok.
Yes.
Rihok.
Richuk is the verb of rachok. Rachok is like
That
more like a
idea.
noun. Yeah. I'm being marchik myself. Okay, yachsu el ha'hizdabkus. And this is a mashal for our relationship with Hashem. When everything's going good, mamash connected to Hashem, and our faces are facing each other. But before that, even if we're not that level that we're panim el panim, he's still carrying us. Shal kapanim neshamus. But Hashem's taking care of us, but with no relationship. Elo kishneim ha'ivchim p'neim zel hazeh. Shemar hazeh al richuk. Shekol echad poina la'atzmoy levad. Below the chavera. Each one is only interested in himself and not in his friend. And he gives him what he wants, but not mitoich any sort of relationship. Until the point that they start looking at each other once again. So let's chazer over where we got to this, right? What's he saying with this? Hine. What he was saying before was that that what he was saying before was that there's two what he was saying before was that there's two ways Hashem sustains the world. Says Hashem sustains the world for animals, and Hashem sustains the world for angels on both extremes. But each one is purely with no ability to change or that relationship. It is what it is. Hashem is going to be mashpia and keep them alive and give them and everything, because everything in the world needs Hashem's hashpa to keep it going. But there's no opportunity for a relationship. And you don't become a partner in how much hashpa you're getting. You're just a pure recipient. Whereas a human being has bechira, and the bechira is the valve that controls how much you're getting, how much you're not getting, and how much relationship you're going to have, how much not relationship you're going to have. So I guess that's what you're saying before. There's two ways to give. There's a way to give through a relationship, and then there's a way to give without a relationship. And the opportunity of mankind is to have Hashem give you as an expression of his relationship, and not Stamos way. Okay? So, Hine mimoitza davar tvini. Ka'afa apir. Pia'in guf ugvia lamai lavadain. Even though there's no guf, Hashem doesn't have a body. But there's two ways that Hashem can interact with the world. One is through his face, and one is through his back. What does that mean? It's a mashal. It means that sometimes the relationship will be Hashem's panim el panim. He's giving it to you mikarech a relationship, and then there's achor chadira kotzav ra'isa sachoyra ifanei lo yiro. You're only going to get it without a relationship. V'zeh poshut, and this is simple. Shemina hashpa nikram panim. When Hashem is using the midah called panim, panim is the face. You inyanim kechok panim asher la'adam shemarim kira ba'ava. Those hashpois that you're going to get through the midah of panim are going to come through an ahava and a relationship. But the things that you're going to get through the back of Hashem, kaviyachol, mini hashgacha v'hashpa, inyanim kechoy ka'ochor ba'adam hamar al harichuk. That's going to come from a richuk, not from a closeness. U'be'ilah shnei midah is nafkan akir v'harichuk v'nisol v'ena yisbarach. And the way we are going to know, okay, which one we're getting is going to be with the mashal of panim and achor. Let's read this footnote 26, because he says it very nicely there. And we have already mentioned that there are two types of divine emanations, those that act upon the world and the receiving or sustaining force within the world. We've also said that the state of the lower world is manifestation and reflection of the receiving force. So there's mitzad Hashem and there's mitzad us. When we use the gift of free choice to turn towards Hashem, we cause a relationship of panim el panim, a closeness between the two categories. The divine receiving force is able to receive an outpouring of spiritual blessing from the divine emanation. So we are empowering the world to receive. When Chas V'Shalom, we do not do Hashem's will and turn away from Him, we cause a turning away and rupture between the two sets of spiritual forces, and therefore it becomes coming from an Achor. But basically, we control that valve. Is it coming through this or through that? Okay.
We control the vow
We control it by
by
our Bechira, by the use of free will.
so you say in Simsham here, something.
Yes. Anytime we say Har Panacha, Yar Hashem Panavilacha, by Iskahan, that's what it means. It means Hashem, you should give it to us, but don't give it to us only plain, give it to us through a relationship.